Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be speaking about a topic which is very important. And that topic is concerned with a very principal tenet within Islam. I'm speaking, of course, of the Akhirat, or the hereafter, or the resurrection, which along with Tawheed, or the unity of God, is one of the central beliefs of the Islamic creed. Today in this program, the question we want to pose today with respect to this topic is, what are the conditions of the resurrection, or what are the events that will transpire before its occurrence? What's going to happen before it occurs? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the verses of the Holy Quran, as well as the hadiths which have been passed down to us from the infallibles regarding this topic. By way of example, let's look at some Quranic verses that speak about the resurrection. In one beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, God Almighty says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, do they await anything except that the hour should overtake them suddenly? Certainly, its portents have come. Of what avail to them will their admonition be when it overtakes them? So, in this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, God Almighty says that one of the signs, or one of the characteristics, let's put it this way, of the resurrection, is that it will come suddenly and almost instantaneously, and will surprise human beings. In another verse of the Holy Quran, we read this, and the trumpet will be blown, and whoever is in the heavens will swoon, and whoever is on the earth, except whomever Allah wishes. Then it will be blown a second time. Behold, they will rise up, looking on. So one of the signs of the hereafter is the blowing of the trumpet. Israfil, who is one of the archangels of God, he will do this, and in this way anybody who remains alive in this earth will pass away. Then he will blow again into his trumpet, and everybody will be resurrected and brought back to life. And this is the first sign of the resurrection. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read this. When speaking about the resurrection, God says, when the earth is rocked with a terrible quake. So, a sign of the resurrection is the shaking of the earth. This could be a reference to, earthquakes that will occur before, herald the resurrection. And in connection with this, in another verse of the Holy Quran, we read, no, indeed, when the earth is crumbled into fragments, perhaps the shaking of the earth will lead to the destruction of the earth and its breaking apart. And again, in connection with this, God says, and the mountains move with an awful motion, and the mountains will be like carded wool. And when the seas are merged, right? So these are all kind of tied up with the shaking of the earth, right? These are all events that will transpire before the resurrection. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the heralds of the resurrection and its conditions in the light of the Quranic verses. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.